This is Ozarks at Large. The Northwest Arkansas Education Consortium is a year-old organization focused on improving college graduation and retention rates. One method is to provide a platform for college dropouts to go back to school through Graduate NWA. The consortium's five original members are John Brown University, Northwest Arkansas Community College, Northwest Technical Institute, the University of Arkansas in Fayetteville, and the University of Arkansas for Medical Sciences in Fayetteville. Yesterday, the consortium welcomed a sixth member, the University of Arkansas Fort Smith. Ozarks at Large's Christina Thomas attended the formal announcement, and she has this report.
Mike Malone is president and CEO of the Northwest Arkansas Council. He served as master of ceremonies for yesterday's announcement. He began by saying this is the first official partnership between the Northwest Arkansas Council and the newly formed Fort Smith Regional Council. The partnership connects Northwest Arkansas with the River Valley to form one region of sorts, a Western Arkansas. The goal is to create economic opportunity so that residents and businesses can prosper. Part of that is a well-trained workforce. The council's focus on infrastructure issues, including human and intellectual infrastructure. Reed Greenwood is director of the Northwest Arkansas Education Consortium. He spoke on how the councils and the consortium are working together through Graduate NWA, a website and system to assist residents in re-enrolling in one of their institutions and completing a degree.
In short, we're determined to help more people achieve a degree or a technical certification. As we know, a better educated workforce is going to have a tremendous impact on our area, and it will also allow us to attract new, higher paying jobs to our communities. With that background, I want to invite Chancellor Barron to come and join me here at the podium.
Dr. Paul Barron is Chancellor of the University of Arkansas Fort Smith.
The members of the Northwest Arkansas Education Consortium believe we can make even greater gains by working together on projects of mutual interest. So it became clear to us after meeting with you and others representing the University of Arkansas Fort Smith that UFS can and should be the sixth member of our consortium. So I'm asking you on behalf of the members of our consortium to become a part of our NAEC and join us in working together to benefit Northwest and Western Arkansas. Will you join us?
We certainly will.
Thank you so much.
Happy to be with you.
Happy to have you as a full partner.
Thank you.
Barron says the University of Arkansas Fort Smith, or UAFS, is honored and thrilled about the opportunity to stretch the consortium's purpose. He cites U.S. Census Bureau statistics that state there are more than 19,000 people older than 25 that have started college but not achieved their degree in Sebastian County. 54,000 in Benton and Washington counties combined are in similar situations. And these people have more than just a few credits. Many have close to 90 hours and could graduate in 1 year as a full-time student, and they're in good standing. These residents considered higher education important because they started, but they had to stop for whatever reason, family, health, life.
To those former students in particular, I'm asking you to strongly consider returning to UAFS or one of our new partner universities to complete your education. The truth is, Arkansas needs successful students as much as the students need colleges and universities. However, if they don't come to UAFS, we do want to ensure that our residents do pursue a degree or technical certification, whether that's at the University of Arkansas, in Fayetteville, at John Brown University, or one of our other new partners. An educated workforce is of great value to a community, and it lifts up our region when a person advances their own personal education.
Barron goes on to cite a UAFS study. Of the 7,337 enrolled students, the average age is 24.3, with 1,000 between 30 to 44 years. It's decreasing as more are coming to UAFS right out of high school. Keep in mind, the school started out as West Ark Community College and didn't join the University of Arkansas system until 2002.
That's not to say that we have old students. Because from where I sit, we don't have old students, we have returning students. Anybody who decides to come back from where I sit is young in mind, and that's who we need. Those statistics show we're providing service to people who didn't immediately go to college, and if there's an opportunity to break through the walls that prevent some from going to school and finishing degrees, we want to be part of that.
One of the beautiful things about the partnerships and the consortium is if a Fort Smith resident would better benefit from Northwest Technical Institute in Springdale, UAFS will help get them there. Barron says the affiliation with the five other institutions will benefit UAFS because they'll get students that really need to be there, with the regional community being the ultimate benefactor.
Our mission statement is stated that we prepare students to succeed in an ever-changing global world while advancing economic development and quality of place. Any program such as the consortium that sets out to increase educational attainment of the community and aims to make regions of Arkansas more attractive to expanding or relocating companies, we want to be involved in that. That's part of our mission statement.
Yesterday's program concluded with a public service announcement with Phil Jones of Knappholz Construction. He's a spokesperson for Graduate NWA. Jones finished his undergrad in 2002 at the age of 45. He finished his MBA 3 years ago. He went to college after high school, but dropped out after three semesters.
Really, it's never too late, and even at my age, me finishing school gave me options I wouldn't have had ordinarily. I had a good job with a very large global company. A year after I finished college, the company I worked for sold the division that I worked in. So the things I was working for as benefits and retirement packages went out the window. So I had the degree, so I had options to go do something else. So it gave me opportunities I wouldn't have had ordinarily. It's never too late. Actually, I've doubled my salary since I finished college, which is an important factor given that I had two daughters, had to pay for their college, weddings, and so on. So, again, really a life-changing experience for me.
For Ozarks at Large, I'm Christina Thomas.